pledging more aid. I'm Lisa Lacera, Fox News. President Biden meeting this afternoon with the president of Finland as they discuss ways to de-escalate the fighting in Ukraine.
We're committed to helping Ukraine defend itself and in support of the humanitarian needs of the Ukrainian people.
The president said the attack on Ukraine is an attack on Europe and on global peace and stability. Finland shares a large border with Russia. Its president pledged to do whatever it can to help. As Russian forces continue their assault on major cities.
No radiation was released from Russia's successful assault on the Zaporizhia nuclear plant in the southeastern city of Enerhodar, according to international monitors. But video shows how close things came to disaster. Fire spread across the plant overnight, but were extinguished. Workers remained on site, reportedly at gunpoint by occupying Russian troops. The country's president blaming Moscow for reverting to what he called nuclear terror, and later rallying Europeans to support his nation's fight. This attack, part of a larger campaign by Russia to consolidate its gains across southern Ukraine, the strategic cities of Kherson, Melitopol, and Berdyansk, reportedly now in Russian hands.
Fox's Trey Yingst in Kyiv. The man who police say killed his three children and an adult at a California church earlier this week before killing himself was in the U.S. illegally.
An Immigration and Customs Enforcement spokeswoman said David Mora overstayed a non-immigrant visitor visa issued just over 3 years ago. It's not clear when that visa expired. He shot and killed his daughters, ages 13, 10, and 9, and the person supervising his weekly visitation at a Sacramento church. Local authorities have not said how Mora got the gun he used.
Fox's Grinnell Scott. South Korea says North Korea has fired a projectile into the sea. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
A California woman is accused of faking her own kidnapping.
The disappearance of Sherry Papini led police on a frantic search more than 5 years ago. The 39-year-old was found 3 weeks after she vanished. She was tied up, had a swollen nose, and a brand on her right shoulder. Papini claimed she'd been snatched at gunpoint by two Hispanic women. Police say it was all a lie. They say she was actually staying with a former boyfriend and hurt herself in a ploy to back up her false statements. Papini is charged with lying to federal agents and cheating the California Victims Compensation Fund out of $30,000. Anna Wells, Fox News.
Papini's family says they're outraged at how she was treated when she was placed under arrest. They say she was ambushed in front of her children yesterday afternoon and spent the night in jail awaiting her first court appearance. Her family statement did not address the veracity of the charges. A nationwide discount chain expanding its workforce.
Dollar General will create 10,000 new jobs this year. The discount chain says it's a 6% increase to its current workforce. Some of the jobs will be at new warehouses that will supply merchandise and its DG Fresh operation, which supplies fresh and frozen foods. Employees are also being hired for its private fleet network and for its new pop shelf stores. Dollar General recently announced plans for more than 1,100 new locations. Ginny Cosola, Fox News.
After a week-long journey across the U.S., a bronze bell cast in 1834 in Paul Revere's foundry is heading back home to Massachusetts. The bell, made by Revere's son, somehow ended up at a church in Ohio, then California, where it sat in a garage for decades. After the cross-country trip, it's at the Paul Revere Heritage Site in Canton, just south of Boston. I'm Lee Silicera. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.